Happy Thursday, everyone. Matt Boyer alongside Andrew Mason for Broncos TV. And Mace, we just received word that Peyton Manning will be the starting quarterback in the first playoff game for the Broncos. Take me through what went into the decision, what you've been hearing.
Well, you start with evaluating what each did on Sunday. And obviously, Brock Osweiler did not have a bad game. But when Peyton Manning came in, he did bring a spark to the offense, certainly. You know, he was right at home making all the pre-snap checks and calls, and I think some of those audibles led to some of the bigger runs that the Broncos had throughout the game. So there's the command of the offense issue. There's the experience issue. Obviously, you know, Peyton Manning's been to three Super Bowls. He's been through the postseason wars before. So, yeah, he knows what he's doing, and even the health of both quarterbacks. We know that Peyton Manning's been dealing with the plantar fascia issue for some time, but he obviously came through okay. If he didn't come through okay, Gary Kubiak wouldn't be making this decision that he is. And Brock Osweiler's been battling some injuries in recent weeks, although that hasn't kept him from any playing time. So all that went into play, and ultimately it's going to be Peyton Manning on January 17th.
Switching sides now, what does this mean for Brock Osweiler? He got plenty of experience, those regular season reps. Going forward in the playoffs, what does this mean for his development?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise anybody if, you know, Manning, if he struggles, if you have a relapse, say, of the Kansas City game on November 15th, that Brock Osweiler was ready to go in. And I think it's important for Brock Osweiler to not take this personally because he's in a very unique situation. I mean, he went out there last Sunday, and he's got a Hall of Famer backing him up. I mean, how often has any quarterback dealt with that sort of scenario in recent NFL history? And thus, when the Broncos needed that spark, when they were down 13-7, they had Manning at that option, and they utilized it, and it got results. So I think Osweiler has to keep his focus on the bigger picture, know that he's done very well as the starter. There may be an opportunity for a comeback win in the playoffs. Who knows how this is going to go, and obviously Manning's health is going to be monitored very closely when he goes back out there. And Osweiler's proved that he can be a legitimate NFL starter. And so as he prepares for free agency, he knows that he's going to be in demand, and certainly the Broncos would love to have him back.
All right. Well, it's only day one as far as playoff preparations are concerned, but it's definitely been an interesting one so far. Keep it tuned to Broncos TV all week long as we get you set for that divisional round playoff game. For Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.